Dear friends, thank you for joining us this evening. Today, in our Gnostic lab for practical application, we are going to cover the topic on how to overcome defeatism. This is a very peculiar topic for all of us, because at many times in our lives, we have gotten the notion that we are incapable, that we just cannot do it. There are many times that that we have given up even before we start trying. And that is certainly a big deal. Not only because these egos of defeatism end up becoming a hindrance, an obstacle in our internal esoteric work, but in reality, they also become an obstacle in everything that we want to do in life. They become a limiter in your professional development. They become a limiter in your ability to educate your children, in your ability to interact with the community, in you yourself giving yourself opportunities to be able to help others. So we really need to do some self-observation, and we certainly need to do some self-analysis so that we can discover within ourselves these aspects of the ego that have to do with us giving up. Again, this is very important. It will become an obstacle in your internal development. It will become an obstacle in your social interactions. It will become an obstacle in your ability to heal from so many different events and circumstances that you have experienced in life. So when it comes to the topic of defeatism, Samael tells us that there are three very common attitudes about self-defeat. And these attitudes are, first is you feeling incapacitated, feeling like you do not have enough ability, feeling that you just cannot do it. And that has to do with intellectual education. The second one is you not feeling capable of exercising a radical internal transformation. And the third one is this belief that we have created that we do not get the right opportunities, the opportunities that we deserve, perhaps the right opportunities. So let's take a brief look at what these three attitudes are. And the intent of today's Gnostic Lab for practical application is that you can get this new information, that you can turn this into your own experiential wisdom by taking it into your retrospective exercise and finding these particular attitudes of yours during your day. So let's start with the first one, feeling unable. This concept, this fear that many of us develop of feeling unable because we are lacking the necessary education, is a self-imposed lie. In many cases, people are at work and they feel that they are not good enough for the task. They will hold back from sharing their experience. They will hold back from saying things that could potentially be very important, just because they do not share the same level of education other people around them have. So this is a problem professionally. At home, there are many parents and many grandparents who are sometimes very reserved about making comments, of partaking of conversations, or perhaps giving themselves an opportunity to try the new technology. And they would use all of these self-made lies and justifications, like saying, well, you know that I am dumb, I am stupid, I don't know how to deal with these things, I do not understand how these things work, so I'd better not use them. And we deprive ourselves of opportunities. But let's keep one thing in mind. Great men like Hermes Trismegistus, Paracelsus, the father of medicine, Plato and Socrates, Jesus the Christ, they never went to college. None of these great masters ever went to the university. And they had no need for that, because each and every one of us has within their own individual and particular master. Great masters like Beethoven, great masters like Mozart, they would receive instances and bouts of inspiration, and they would allow their internal natural abilities to flourish. And remember, all of these abilities and all of these capabilities that we have, they're intimately related to our vocation. So if we are bound and convinced that this first attitude of defeatism exists in us, this idea that we are incapable because we do not have the right level of education, then we will even fail at giving ourselves the opportunity to exercise our own vocation, to exercise that internal calling that comes from the being. So we need to work together with our own being that is beyond the mind and it's beyond rationalism, that being that is beyond the intellect. So let's not confuse wisdom with knowledge. All of this wisdom that is specific to the mysteries of life, the mysteries of creation, the phenomena of nature, it is the interaction with the innermost, that force that is so extraordinary that it can give us an opportunity and open the way for us to achieve an internal revolution. So remember, that first attitude is feeling incapable because we do not have a particular education. Now the second attitude comes to us from our own conditioning. Because in many different ways, we are all experiencing some kind of programming that comes from material science. You would remember that in his lecture, Samael has told us many times that it was back in the 18th century that humanity started becoming very skeptical. We started disconnecting much before then from our superior senses. And by the 18th century, we were becoming extremely skeptical because of the emergence of new science and the understanding of phenomena of nature, but only through the intellect. You see, the more we turned our mind and converted it into the intellect, the more disconnected we got with our ability to perceive the world of the innermost. And we started relying then a lot more into our five physical senses. So as an intellectual animal, because we go through so many years of academic education that is altering the values of the being, well, we start defaulting to think that everything that we need to know can only be perceived through our senses, and the limitations of the senses themselves result in us creating and setting fixed ideas. One of those ideas is, I can't do that. Another one of those ideas is, I'm gonna lose. Another one of those ideas is, I cannot try, or I should not try. And there are many reasons and justifications behind those fixed ideas. Many of them are associated with pride. We become shameful at the time that we lose, at the time that we fail the first time. We are too concerned with what people may think of us, too concerned about what may be said, how we may look. And when we have that type of fixed idea, then we start setting and creating barriers that are certainly subconscious, but nevertheless very effective. Many people do not like to participate in raffles, and they will say, I never win. Because there is a fixed idea that says that we will never win, that we are unable to be able to get that. And that type of mechanical thinking feeds this defeatism mindset. So this second attitude has to do with our internal programming. It has to do with us feeling at a constant disadvantage because we do not feel capable. All that we need to do is give ourselves an opportunity. All that is necessary is to be able to observe not only ourselves, but to learn from the others who have done that thing, whether it is the internal work or whether it is any other thing that you can learn and put into practice as a service or a sacrifice for others. Now, the third attitude is the thinking that we carry, that we never get the right opportunity, that we do not get the opportunities that we deserve. Friends, Amiel tells us that all scenes in our existence can be modified. He tells us that it is us, the ones who create our own circumstances. And it is very true that we have created those circumstances and that the law of recurrence comes to bring those circumstances back. But as Amiel has unveiled this wisdom of Gnosis, he has come to show us how is it that we can tear the veil and how is it that we can start making a change. And that starts by applying something like the key of SOL. As we approach the instances and the events of the day, and we put a little effort forward just to split our attention in the subject, which of course it's you, the object, which is the series of impressions that come to you through your senses, and then the location, so that you can start discerning whether you are here in the physical plane or whether you are on an astral unfoldment in the dream state. As you start doing that, you start giving yourself the opportunity of seeing how is it that you react, of seeing how is it that those external circumstances affect you and how is it that you're handling them. And as we start observing how our reactions are affecting our way of thinking, how they affect our emotions, how they even affect our habits, that understanding becomes strong and powerful enough so that you can invoke of the power of your Divine Mother and work for the elimination of those defects. So we can change our circumstances when we make a change that is internal, and when we start working on eliminating our defects, we will inevitably start transitioning into a superior level of being. And as that happens, the more superior becomes our level of being, the more favorable becomes our external circumstances. We start creating new relationships, new opportunities. Just show up. And these are all opportunities, relationships, chances that we have to be able to create a better environment for our internal work, and in the exterior, a better environment for ourselves, our families, and those who surround us. So friends, it becomes very important that we eliminate this psychological aggregate of defeatism. It affects our way of thinking, remember, with this false idea that we never get the right opportunity. It affects us with all of this conditioning that comes from the programming of the materialistic science, this idea that we need of a specific academic education, and of course, the other one, which is just feeling incapable for not having that false mechanistic education by itself. So it is not the amount of information that we can hold in our memory. It is not the many quotes that we can remember, quotes that are meant to be inspirational in nature. It is not that. The only thing that counts here is the amount of super efforts that we can do in the work of the revolution of the consciousness. Samael tells us, the authentic man fabricates at any instant the right causes and circumstances to make an advancement in his internal psychological state. So let's work to become an authentic man. And we invite you, as you go into your exercise of retrospection, to then look for these three particular attitudes of defeatism in the events that you have experienced during the day. So friends, this is what we wanted to share with you this evening. Thank you so much for joining us, and may all beings be happy.